Good morning. Welcome to Your Health. I'm Ann Goldin, and this week we're going to talk about Tai Chi. My guest is Angela Sidlow. She is a holistic aromatherapist and is teaching Tai Chi classes at Columbia Memorial Hospital in Astoria. She also has a holistic practice of all kinds of things in Astoria. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Ann. Thank you for having me here today.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, well, I started actually doing Tai Chi about 40 years ago, and it might have been in Berkeley, I don't even remember when, but it's a very old form of exercise, self-defense.
Yes, it started it's about 3,000 years ago in China, and if you go to China today, you'll still see large groups of people gathering in the morning in parks and different places and publicly doing Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm. When I was reading there, I read that there are five main types, but they all go back to one original type, and it was like a lot of things, it was passed down in families for centuries until somebody in the West got a hold of it and said, hey, this is cool, and brought it around the world. And it really has two main things. One is a self-defense form and one is a breathing relaxation form.
Yes, the Qigong is really the breathing part of the Tai Chi. There were two distinct families, the Chen and the Yang families, and those were where the two major branches of the Tai Chi came from. And then there have been variations on that. The type of Tai Chi that I practice is based on the Sun style of Tai Chi.
Oh, and I have that listed as a later form, as instead of from the 1500s, like from the 1800s.
Correct.
It's still not very new. And so is there, like, can you tell, if you were looking at somebody doing Tai Chi, would you know if they were doing the Sun or the Chen?
Yes, there are different forms. So there's like a 52 form or a 32 form, which includes the different number of movements in that form of Tai Chi.
And so then if you're doing a particular form and it has 52, that means you're going to learn 52 movements?
Exactly.
And then when you do it, you do that every time?
Yes. And so when I say 52, it may be a group of three movements that are done to the right and then reversed and done to the left.
And does that make six?
Yes.
In that? Uh-huh. And then so do you, if you do the same thing every time, is that the practice, is you do the same set?
Yes, exactly. And there's a certain courtesy when you join a group of Tai Chi individuals, say in a park, and there's a certain bowing that you do to invite yourself in, and it's very respectful and just a really nice practice.
That is neat. All right, well, I want to talk a little bit more about Tai Chi as a philosophy that it's different from other things, and yet there are similarities.
It is, and I think part of that goes back to a saying that in all changes exist Tai Chi, which causes the two opposites in everything. So we're talking about energy. Mm-hmm. We're talking about that yin and yang. And so even though it was developed as a martial art, mm-hmm. it was also developed as a relaxation technique. Mm-hmm. So when you practice Tai Chi, it's very liquid and it's very fluid, and you gain momentum in the fluidity of that movement.
Mm, that's neat. Okay, so it's one of the fastest growing fitness and health maintenance activity along with yoga in the United States, which makes sense. And of course, where you're applying it is with people with joint problems. And so
Yes, my training is through Dr. Paul Lamb, a medical doctor, and a team of researchers and other doctors developed this type of Tai Chi that I practice in coordination with the Arthritis Foundation. So that's where my training comes through. It's a 3-day intensive training that you go through to learn a 12 form. And the basis of it is to help people with mobility difficulties, although it's appropriate for all ages. It's a type of Tai Chi that you can do standing up or sitting down.
Uh-huh. So for the people who are standing, is there more stuff to do with the legs?
Yeah, there is. And I also incorporate all of the Qigong and the breathing exercises as we go along.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so these people in conjunction with the Arthritis Foundation developed this. And what's the underlying purpose? Like why this as opposed to some other water exercises, aerobics or whatever?
Well, you know, the Arthritis Foundation does have several different types of exercise programs. They have their swimming program, they have another exercise program, and they have the Tai Chi for arthritis. And in the recent studies that have come back from the Arthritis Foundation, not only is the Tai Chi for arthritis the most fastest growing program with the Arthritis Foundation, but it has seen the most positive results as an exercise form. And I believe that in part that is due to the way that the Tai Chi form was developed by Dr. Lamb to be gentle on the joints. The warm-up exercises are very key in my program because they help stimulate circulation and they get those connective tissues. It's a very mindful practice. So we're integrating mind and body with the movements.
Mm-hmm. And how long does a class last?
I teach on Mondays and Wednesdays at Columbia Memorial Hospital, and we go for an hour. So about 25 minutes of that is dedicated to the warm-up exercises and cool-down. And then we get into the various forms, and we're doing our routine.
So everything is really slow?
Very slow. I play some very relaxing music that goes with it. And I just keep people in the now, is sort of speak, energetically and connected to their body.
You know, I think that's one of the hardest things for those of us who have 5 million things we're doing, because we're always anticipating the next thing. And so things that are slow are difficult.
Exactly. And that's where that, you know, there have been scientific studies that show when you do these mindful practices that you create new neural pathways in the brain. And that supports your body's immune system and your healing mechanism.
Well, it also keeps your brain alive.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Okay, so then if anyone can do it who can either stand or not stand, then that pretty well eliminates the excuse that I can't do it because I have whatever I have, right?
Exactly.
Okay, that's cool. If you had no use of your arms, but you had use of your legs, can you do it?
You could, because there are separate foot movements and separate hand movements. So if you're totally mobile, you can do both of them. And if you're not, you can do either one or the other.
Okay. And you have a lot of people in there with back pain?
I do. I have the whole gamut from all different forms of arthritis, including fibromyalgia and lupus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're finding that they can do it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, how long has the class been going on?
There are three different instructors right currently at Columbia Memorial, and we kind of rotate our turns. This particular class I'm teaching, and I'm not sure what their summer schedule is. We're trying to get an evening class worked in at some point.
Oh, so when is this class?
The class that I teach now is on Monday and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 9:30.
Oh, it's really early.
It is. I'll be teaching at the Gerhardt Workout in June, and we'll be doing an evening class there.
So. Oh, I like that. That sounds better. I mean, that's a better time for me. A lot of people love to get up and exercise first thing in the morning. I mean, the Astoria Aquatic Center is its busiest between 5:30 and 7 in the morning. It wouldn't be for me.
Well, we're trying to work it so that at some point this summer on Sundays, when the Sunday market's going on, we're going to meet at the Maritime Museum in the green space there and do some Tai Chi in the afternoon to kind of, anybody can join us. It's easy to learn.
The green space?
There's just a grassy area there beside the museum that's a nice area where the trolley goes. And
I can't think of any grass there.
On the east side of the Maritime Museum.
Oh, there is grass over there. Oh, that would be neat. And so people could just come and participate and try to figure it out?
Sure, they could come and learn
like
their first
Kind of like standing on the outside of a line of people dancing.
Exactly.
You know, and imitating. That sounds fun. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more. You are listening to Your Health. I'm Ann Goldin. I'm with Angela Sidlow, and we're talking about Tai Chi. Kate Brister is here. If you have any gardening questions, or if you want to call and ask and get in on the conversation on Tai Chi, give us a call here at 325-0010. We'd be happy to talk to you.
La rivière coulait dans le sens du vent. Le souffle d'un orage au coin se leva. Le village face à face fixait calmement. Les cloches silencieux prêtent au soulèvement.
Les cloches silencieux prêtent au soulèvement.
Les anciens Canadiens, moins français qu'Indiens, se donnaient rendez-vous pour se prendre en main. Dans un village au bord de la Richelieu, on appelait jadis rivière des Iroquois.
On appelait jadis rivière des Iroquois.
Ils partiront certains dans la nuit, mesurant les distances en pipe et tambour. La frontière des étangs, la Yamaska, à cheval ou à pied, tous dans les mêmes ports.
À cheval ou à pied, tous dans les mêmes ports.
Un autre mois d'octobre et de dérangement, comme si le froid nous aidait à prendre le mort aux dents.
We're back. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Your Health. I'm Ann Goldin, and I'm with Angela Sidlow. She is a holistic aromatherapist and is teaching Tai Chi at Columbia Memorial Hospital, and we are talking about Tai Chi. So at the break, you said that we need more teachers.
Yeah, we do. The three of us trying to juggle different schedules and all of the people that would like to take Tai Chi is a task. So when I started taking a class there and was asked to become an instructor, I thought, oh, this is a great opportunity. So the hospital sponsored me in learning Dr. Lam's program with Tai Chi, and I give back by teaching two sessions of classes for the hospital. So it's a great opportunity. I love being part of the Columbia Memorial Hospital family there, and it's a great facility. We meet in the pavilion there in the new wing, and I honor my students that come every time. We have about 18 to 20 each time. And if somebody's missing, we're always making a phone call. Are you okay? What's going on?
So it's drop-in. So a person doesn't have to make a commitment. They could come once and see if they can handle it, or if they like it, or if they like the people, or whatever, right?
Exactly. They get a punch card, and then they can use a punch each time they come to a class. So it's convenient. And we understand people have busy schedules, so they can catch a class the next time. And because Tai Chi is so easy to learn, you can miss a class, and you're not behind, because we're still doing the same movements, and you just add another one at the next class.
Mm-hmm. So they can pick it up. Okay, so if someone is interested in becoming a Tai Chi instructor or learning how would they...
They can contact the hospital, and Kendra Goal is that's her Department of Education Services, and she can help them go through the process.
Oh, great. Okay, so they could call the main hospital number and ask for Kendra.
Exactly.
Okay, so we had a caller with a question, the difference between Tai Chi and Qigong.
Qigong is more of the breathing exercises. It's more of the hand movements. It doesn't include a whole lot of the movements of the feet. So several of my students have had the Qigong style, and so it's been very easy for them to integrate that style into the Sun style.
They're already familiar with some of the ideas and how to move.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, there's definitely Qigong available here as well, which is another form. So let's talk about, what does Tai Chi do? What does it do to you when you do it? I mean, aside from it's kind of cool and you feel like you're kind of a slow motion kung fu person.
Well, it's interesting what happens in the room, and you really have to come to a Tai Chi class and experience it. Because when you have this choreographed, fluid movement of an entire group, it changes the energy level in the entire room, and it lifts it up, it brings it up, and it's very relaxing yet uplifting, and you're really stimulating your body's qi, which stimulates your immune system to create healing within the body.
Mm-hmm. And so the movements are, it's not a traditional Tai Chi. It's adapted, particularly this form, for people with joint problems, correct?
Yes. So when I'm teaching the Tai Chi, when we do our warm-up exercises, I'm asking my students to be very mindful about where they're placing their feet, how they're shifting their weight, because through this style of Tai Chi, you're going to experience decreased pain and stiffness and fatigue in your joints. You're going to increase your physical function, your muscle strength, your flexibility, your mobility, and your balance. This form of Tai Chi through the Arthritis Foundation has been proven to really be effective in fall prevention as we age.
You know, that is so key. Anything that is good for fall prevention. I mean, there are other things that are good, but this is another thing in the arsenal. And I suppose if there's someone in your life or you who is worried about falling, I know as people get older, we worry about falling more. If one could add something as simple as some daily new kinds of movements, and obviously being mindful is part of not falling, it's a great idea.
Exactly. I tripped down the stairs into my garage yesterday, and I thought, I wasn't being mindful. I was not practicing what I preach.
Oh, man. And it only takes a second to wreck your life.
Exactly. There are, if you're an internet person, you can go on to YouTube.com and find a different, just put in search Dr. Paul Lam, Tai Chi, and you'll see video clips of his style of Tai Chi and with the Arthritis Foundation. You can also go to www.taichiproductions.com, and that is Dr. Lam's site, and it'll show the schedule of where he's teaching. He teaches around the world, so he's in Australia and all different places, but they do come here several times.
Here is in Astoria, or here is in?
Here is in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
The next training, I believe, is in June in Tacoma, and Dr. Lam himself will be here. I think it's Tai Chi seated is what they're, so for people with mobility issues, mm-hmm. They're doing. And then he has trained trainers throughout the United States who come and teach. So, and as an instructor, I can go back to one of those classes and be one of the helpers, which is great. I so appreciated in our training that I went to the people that came from Bend and Walla Walla to come and just spend a couple of days with us and tell us about how their practices and how their classes are going. So that's very helpful in the Tai Chi community.
Yeah, so it's more than, you don't just go once and then you're done.
No, I have to recertify each year to keep my certification.
Oh, so you have to take a class every year.
Exactly, like continuing education.
Is it like 3 days?
The continuing educations are just 1 day. The first initial certification is a 3-day intensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. All health professionals have continuing ed, and it's different and for different ones. I have, chiropractors have in Oregon 20 hours a year.
Exactly.
Yeah. which could be a lot of things. I don't know if it could be Tai Chi, but I suppose it could be Tai Chi if I were going to teach it. I don't know. If I were going to incorporate that in my practice. Can we compare Tai Chi to yoga? A lot of people are now familiar with yoga.
Well, in my experience, and I love yoga, for people with mobility issues, sometimes some of the yoga positions might not be as easy for them to get into and out of. So my comparison with the yoga and Tai Chi is yoga's for a little bit more flexible mobility type people, mm-hmm. and the Tai Chi just envelops a lot of different levels, so you can do it. It's become very popular in the assisted living facilities and the care facilities.
Oh, that's a great idea. Another thing to do, offering classes classes in, like, learning about countries of the world or whatever, geography or history or whatever, and offering some kind of physical activity classes, like Tai Chi.
Right.
And do people show up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, I remember at the Astoria Bridges, the activities director being very frustrated that he would offer all these great classes and the attendance would be poor. And he would be frustrated.
Well, I have a little trick I do with my class, and it's quite a social thing. There was a study done in China of the centenarians, and what did they all have in common that, got them to be a century old? Mm-hmm. And two of the things that came up were they all did Tai Chi, and they all drank jasmine tea. Oh. So when you come to my Tai Chi class, if you come a few minutes early, you can have a cup of jasmine tea, oh. and then you get a fortune cookie with your positive affirmation for the day. And the students in my class all know that my mantra, saying for the day is always that healthy individuals make healthy communities. And so I thank them every day for coming and being a positive part of their healthcare and their community.
That is great. And it's so true.
Absolutely.
That is great. Well, I love jasmine tea. I read recently that people in Tibet drink about 40 cups of green tea a day.
Wow.
Imagining, we try to get people to drink 8 glasses of water, like 5 times more of tea.
Maybe they just live more simply than we do.
Well, maybe there's tea instead of food. I don't know how available food is for a lot of those civilizations. So if people are traveling, can they find Tai Chi all over the world?
Oh, yeah. Just look in the green space in the morning out your hotel window, and you're more likely to see a group.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly in the East. I've seen lots of films of people doing Tai Chi in China in all kinds of public places, squares, markets, parks, and it's beautiful.
You'll be surprised. Go to San Francisco, and you'll see it in San Francisco, in L.A., in all the major cities, even in Portland. You'll see groups on the weekends doing Tai Chi.
Is it okay to join a group if you do a different style than they're doing?
Yeah, I think that's appropriate.
Okay, so you just don't want to bump into them.
No, it's all just about the flow and the movement. Mm-hmm. It's described as like, when water runs downhill. And if it stops, the energy stops. But if it flows, and it doesn't matter if it goes over rocks or around the moss, or it's moving, and it's that movement, mm-hmm. that fluidity, that sense of energy, and it gains as you move through the mm-hmm. routine.
Does your heart rate increase when you're doing Tai Chi?
You can feel your circulation increase, mm-hmm. but you're not huffing and puffing at the end of a session. Mm-hmm. You're very, very calm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's not cardiovascular?
Not necessarily. I mean, you could do isometric. As you move, you could move in an isometric way. But for the style that I do, I encourage people, because they have stiffness or limited mobility, I like to see them, just
be really loose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And picture that. Picture your connective tissue. Picture the fluid. Picture the space between your vertebrae. Mm-hmm. And breathe deep and give mm-hmm. your cells oxygen.
Unfortunately, people listening are not able to watch as your hands are moving. And I can really visualize you're doing that and teaching the movements. That's great. And we're sitting here breathing together. Okay, so if people want to get in touch with you, let's give them some contact information.
Okay, I can be reached at 503-338-9921, and that can get me any time of the day.
Okay, and how about at Gearheart Workout?
Gearheart Workout, our classes, we have a free class at the end of the month where you can come and just check it out curious.
That sounds great.
So that will be on Monday, May 24th at 7 p.m., and Friday, May 28th at 9 a.m. for the introductory classes. And then if you like it, you can come the month of June. And the number there is 503-738-6221.
Great. Well, I think we have so many options. Anyone who thinks that there's no options hasn't tried them all. There's always another way to help people. And this is one of those. And I think people can read about Tai Chi online. There are lots of books on Tai Chi. And they can come to classes.
Yeah, there's some great videos on Dr. Lam's website. You can get the video to the beginners, and they take you move by move, step by step through all 12 of the forms.
Oh, wow. So people just couldn't get out. If they can't get out, they can learn it that way.
Exactly. And the music on that CD alone is worth the CD. It's beautiful music.
Great. And is that on the website?
Yeah, at www.taichiproductions.com.
Great. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, my guest has been Angela Sidlow. She is a holistic aromatherapist.